Wish Tree, Chapter 10. When you stand still for over two centuries while the world whirls past, things happen. Mostly, by far and away, good things have been my lot in life. My leaves have cooled picnickers and proposers. Beneath my boughs, vows have been made, hearts mended. Nappers have napped, dreamers have dreamed. I've watched scents attempted, listened to stories spun. And the laughter. Always and forever, laughter. But sometimes, things happen that aren't so good. When they occur, I've learned that there's not much you can do except stand tall and reach deep. I have, for example, been hacked at, carved into, used for target practice. I've been underwatered, overpruned, fertilized, and fussed over, ignored and neglected. I have been struck by lightning, battered by sleet. I have been threatened with axes, chainsaws, diseases, and insects. I have tolerated the sharp claws of squirrels and the nagging pokes of woodpeckers. I have been climbed by cats and marked by dogs. I have my aches and pains, like everyone. Last year, I had a mite infestation that drove me nuts. Leaf blister, sooty mold, old world, leaf scrooge. Been there, done that. Still, trees are luckier than people in one way. Only 1% of a fully grown tree is actually alive at any one time. Most of me is made of wood cells that are no longer living. In many ways, that makes me tougher than you. So yes, I've seen a lot. And who knows, I may see much more. I could live to be 300, 500 even. It happens. Red oaks lead long lives, longer than our daintier friends black willows, persimmons, apples, and redbuds. And yet, a few days after summer's tearful wish, something happened that made me wonder if I'd finally witnessed too much.